The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. This program is all about relationships from love and family to health and business. It's a diverse world of alternative thinking as it applies to your daily life. Now it's time to kiss your life hello. So here are Drs. Nair and Piper.
Hello, everybody. So glad to have all of you join us on this edition of Kiss Your Life Hello, right here on the Voice America Health Channel. My name is Dr. Vijay, and we have Dr. H here on the line as well. Welcome, everybody, and we have a fantastic show ahead of us. We have some wonderful guests, actually, and I will tell you more about it as we go along. Dr. H, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you very much. I'm still spinning in awe from last week when we had Dr. Bernie Siegel on.
Yes.
What a powerful show. I hope people go to our archive and listen to that show and continue to listen to our show. And this is a prime example of the people that are on the cutting edge that are going to be on our show for years and years to come. His voice is still ringing in my ears and some of the things about his book, you know, Health and Healing and Happiness. It's very, very powerful what he has. He's got a strong message, a very strong message.
Absolutely, and it deals with also people who have not been touched by any kind of chronic
right.
illnesses or, you know, issues in their life. But we're going to be catching on more on that theme about relationships and about how we handle powerful emotions. But let's start it off the show this today, Dr. H. What do you have for us in the current news section?
Well, here's a fascinating title: Swine Flu Swindle. Swine flu swindle. The FDA has decided to swindle us. Now, this information I get comes through the internet. There's a lot of garbage in the internet, and there's a lot of powerful information that is not on CNN or Fox News. And you and I get this information
that's
really on the cutting edge. First, they laid the groundwork by scaring us with their ridiculous swine flu estimates. Then they rushed to the rescue, telling us to rely on Tamiflu and Relenza, two potentially dangerous drugs that, by the way, are already implicated in creating a drug-resistant strain of the flu. And now they're apparently decided that it doesn't matter if those drugs are effective as long as doctors hand them out. Listen to this. This is a powerful sentence right here. The FDA is allowing, actually calling for, endorsing, promoting the use of expired Tamiflu and Relenza. In fact, the agency decided under its SLEP, which means Shelf Life Extension Program, the name says it all, of course, that four batches of antiviral drugs that expired in June of 2009 and now can expire in May 2011. But that's not all.
Wow.
To make sure government agencies can use all they're already bought and paid for and stockpiled, no matter what, they've also decided to waive their own standards. Now even improperly stored Tamiflu will be deemed safe and effective for us, even in infants. This is powerful. We need to talk to our doctors, and we need to talk to our congresspeople and say, you know, okay, if there is a possibility of swine flu, and I have mixed feelings about that, you know, like with you too, is that we're taking these drugs that expired in June 2009, but, oh, no, the FDA says it's okay. Now we're going to put a new sticker on it, and now they will expire in May 2011. We need to be educated. We need to have the knowledge on this information.
Absolutely. And did you know that drug companies also, you know, are saying now that many of the flu vaccine recommendations will be for four shots and not just one?
Yes.
And that means a 400% increase in side effects? So people, you know, listeners, dear listeners, talk to your natural health practitioners and find out more about what you're putting in the what they're putting in the vaccines for your children, for your loved ones, for your family, before you say, you know, yes. I think that people need to be aware that they can exercise their right to say no when the doctors say they have to receive the flu vaccine straight away, and ask more questions and says, well, I'd like to know more about the vaccinations. Why do we have to take four instead of one vaccines? And, you know, how is this going to help my family? What are the side effects associated with it? What exactly is inside the vaccine? So don't stop till you get answers to your questions. And this is, you know, a strong message for listeners.
It's almost what we talked about last week, but Bernie said, take responsibility.
Yes.
Take responsibility and ask.
Well, that's a very interesting, and you know, so that's the news that we have. We have one more item here I'd like to speak about, and that concerns, you know, the rising rates of asthma and allergies in this country. Millions of people worldwide suffer from asthma, and as you know, this is one of the most common diseases of the world, and it's an alarming rate, especially in children. And it occurs in all countries, and particularly in, you know, countries or cities where there's a heavy population. In the United States, asthma affects, we know that an estimated 17 million Americans, more than 6% of the population, and including nearly 5 million children. And the disease is responsible for more than 14 million outpatient visits to healthcare professionals. And it causes even, you know, a million emergency room visits and more than 5,000 deaths annually. But I just want to talk about some of the latest studies that they're showing that, you know, the stress in the household can play a big part in childhood asthma. And that's what researchers are believing, that children of tense parents who live in polluted areas are far more likely to have asthma than friends in the same neighborhood. And this study was done at the University of California team, and they believe that parental anxieties combined with other known risk factors increase a child's risk. And so we also know that stress is known to trigger, you know, the asthma attacks. So what can we do about stressful households? You know, where the risk of asthma is so much higher. And this is so important that, you know, it's not just about smoking, but a child's environment, including the stress in the environment, is important. And they found that children whose parents struggled to come to terms with responsibilities of looking after a child were more than twice as likely to develop asthma. And parenting difficulties included maternal depression, relationship conflicts, and a lack of social support. Now, with that, I want to talk a little bit more about our guest today, because I think there has some hopeful news in the horizon how we can all deal with stress. This is not just for parents, but with everybody, you know, who's living in a crowded, polluted environment. The planet is actually getting, you know, all these effects of global warming. And the guest that we have today, I'm pleased to announce, it's an honor and privilege for us to have with us Dr. John James. He's the author of the book with his co-author, Russell Friedman, and the book is The Grief Recovery. They founded the Grief Recovery Institute 30 years ago. John founded it to save his own life and in part to help millions of people who are affected by losses of every kind. And his concept and why he developed it is very, very powerful. Dr. H, you have spoken also with Dr. John James, we very privileged to have Dr. James on our show. So we will be talking more with Dr. James after the break, and we look forward to having questions from all of you that you have in this very personal thing about grief. Dr. H, do you have anything to say about this wonderful topic?
Well, you know, you talked about before about with stress, and it's not only just stress in the cities. We can live in a mountaintop, you know, away from everybody and still be stressed out on life.
Absolutely.
So, you know, stress is there, and I'm glad you brought that up, because that topic is very powerful. With asthma, and it is stress-induced in most cases, sometimes it's hereditary factor, genetics, but we have solutions for this, and we can work through this. And it's really interesting, because this is a good time to tie in stress. How do we let go of stress? How do we, you know, we can meditate, we can do all these different things. I believe, and then I'm so happy and so excited, actually, you know, to have John on the show to help us go through the grieving, You know, we don't know how to grieve. As a child, my parents, if there was a death in the family, we were never taken to the funeral or the cemetery at all. We were hidden from all that. We had grandparents that had passed on, and we never remember seeing them. They just like sort of like disappeared. You know, as an adult, I've gone through a lot of losses, like every other human being. And I need something to help me follow through. I need something to help me, almost like an instruction book.
Now, this is very interesting because the study on asthma, you know, was not just dealing with emotions in children. You know, they studied at the Mayo Clinic Department of Psychiatry and Psychology. And Dr. David Marzek, he was the chair of this department, and he emphasized just how powerful human emotions can be. Because he said, he told the BBC News Online, where this study was quoted, that it is possible that stress associated with parental problems caused chemical changes in the body that had an effect on the function of genes thought to be linked to the development of asthma. So this is interesting because of the 150 children studied, 28% had developed asthma by the time they were between 6 and 8 years of age. But the effects, what these powerful emotions had, and particularly on the genes, developed and caused psychological and chemical changes in the body even in adult life.
So how do we learn to let go of this? And this is going to be great. John, if you're there, we're going to bring you in a couple minutes as soon as we go through our break. But unless you want to jump in now, we have 2 minutes. So
I'm ready to go whenever you guys are.
What do you say, VJ? Let's give them like about a minute and a half, and then we'll go into break.
Yes, of course.
Beautiful.
And so we have, this is just one example of the asthma, but John will be talking about grief and, you know, the loss of a health challenge you may have, in talking about going through a divorce and, you know, even going through a loss of a job, a financial crisis that some of us, many of us may be facing right now, and the impact of having to care for someone who's very ill, and how to, what he calls the completion letters, the graphs, the relationship graphs. So we'll be talking a lot more about these very exciting topics that you have to not just use your head, you know, to resolve some of the painful, you know, emotions that you don't want to deal with, but, you know, how to bring your heart in as well. It's a beautiful, beautiful book. Again, the name of the book is The Grief Recovery Handbook, and I highly recommend it. It's available in all major bookstores. And this is actually the 20th anniversary of the expanded edition, you know. So this is the action program for moving beyond death, divorce, and other losses. So when we come back from the break, we'll have Dr. Jane, John Jane.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Your health is your greatest treasure and the foundation for everything in your life. Learn about your health and all aspects of wellness and healing, both from a traditional perspective and from a natural one as well. Your hosts, Drs. Patrick Donovan and Herb Joyner-Bey, will encourage lively discussion about health and medicine in a light style that makes it easy for you to understand. The show is called Paradox of Health. Listen every Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
This ain't your mama's brain and health show.
Tune in and get ready for entertainment and information about your mind and body that will really change your life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio is a sane departure from conventional thinking about diet, health, and the brain. Host Nora Gedgaudas will also combine humor and science to illuminate the mind and open your eyes to the principles of neurofeedback and diet, which can help you and your family live a better life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio airs live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Dr. VJ and Dr. H at the next edition of this wonderful show. We have a phenomenal doctor with us, Dr. John James, who's the author of the book, The Grief Recovery Handbook. John, explain to us, how did you get started in this work, and why grief?
Well, I got started doing this because I had a son die in 1977. And like most people, I think I had always thought that there were some people, some professionals out there, who were trained to help people who were grieving. And what I discovered is that there is absolutely no training whatsoever for helping grieving people to complete the emotional relationship they have with someone who dies. The medical profession provides no training in the area of people's reaction to loss and what to do about it. The psychotherapeutic community provides no training in people's reaction to loss and what to do about it. And in fact, it's even worse than that, because most of the disciplines misteach Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's stages of dying, which have nothing whatsoever to do with the experience of grieving. And so, to make a very long story short, we eventually founded the Grief Recovery Institute a little over 30 years ago, and we wrote the Grief Recovery Handbook, which you're now holding the 20th anniversary edition. And because grief is a worldwide experience, the book is now translated, I believe, into 17 languages and ever-growing.
That's awesome.
And we have certified grief recovery specialists that we have trained now on every continent on Earth, except Antarctica, which we haven't had a big call to go there. And then we also wrote another book called When Children Grieve, because it is of extreme importance to parents.
That's awesome. How would you define grief, if I may ask? What is grief?
Well, first of all, we have to start with the concept that grief is normal and natural. So therefore, it is not a pathology, it's not a behavioral issue, it's none of those things. Grief is normal, and grief is defined as the conflicting feelings, both positive and negative, the conflicting feelings that we experience following the end of or the change in any familiar pattern of behavior. So in the case of death, that is the end of a familiar relationship. Where divorce is concerned, that is the change in a familiar relationship. We tend to associate the word grief only with the experience of death, and yet there are over 45 different loss experiences that you can have in a lifetime, and most of those we're just not very familiar with at all.
Well, one of the things, though, in your book that you talk about, that any time there's any change or behavior change or lack of success or success, there's a grieving loss with that, too. You know, sometimes I think it's the major things, God forbid, a death, end of a relationship, a divorce, but you're saying that anytime there's a change to the left or to the right, the loss of an illusion the loss of illusion that this relationship, the loss of illusion that my job's going to be here the rest of my life.
Well, let's take one of the really common loss experiences that is ignored totally, and then let's follow it through. Moving is conflicting feelings caused by the end of or the change in a familiar pattern of behavior. Just moving from one side of town to the other or from one city to another. And because we ignore the grief, the common factor, the most common character trait for grieving people is a reduced ability to concentrate.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we have a child who enters a new school in a new town who is grieving and has a reduced ability to concentrate. And so all of a sudden the grades go down. And so now we call in the school counselor who has no training whatsoever in identifying or helping a grieving child. And so the next problem is that the counselor uses only the tools they have and all of a sudden decides this child has ADD. And nothing could be further from the truth.
Right.
And so now, in the worst-case scenario, the next thing you know, we're going to get somebody involved and put them on drugs.
Yes, unfortunately.
We don't, as a society of people, we don't even want to use the word grief.
Right.
And what, just in the lead-in to the show this morning, everybody kept talking about stress. But if you track back the event that causes the quote-unquote stress, you will always find a loss. So what a parent is experiencing is not stress, it is unresolved grief. And the problem, again, is if you mislabel something, then of course you're going to mistreat it. And then the problem perseveres and carries on, and there's going to be no good end to this story.
Well, you know, in your newer version of the book, you talk about coming from an alcoholic home or a dysfunctional home of how the grieving loss of the innocence of a child, especially if there's abuse there. And Dr. Vijay, when you talk about with stress and you talked about with the parents fighting or there's some sort of energy, you know, within the relationship of the parents that the children have picked up. You're right, there is a connection with that grieving. So whether it's from an alcoholic home or a dysfunctional home, which, 98% of us come from functional homes anyways, it's important to get to that place.
Well, it's absolutely important. It's interesting. What you learn in childhood is what you believe in adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the information that we are taught about grief in childhood is inaccurate and invalid. And so then all of a sudden we are adult, but we're still carrying with us the unresolved losses from the past. I mean, if you look at the major myths, the major pieces of misinformation,
yes,
that surround grief, everyone almost in the world actually is taught, oh, bury sadness, don't feel bad. There was a Canadian study done a few years ago where they discovered that a typical child in Canada receives 23,000 reinforcements to not show or not talk about sad feelings before they reach the age of 15.
23,000?
23,000. That's amazing.
Now, and then the concept that you were talking about earlier, which is a connection between suppressed emotion and the breakdown of the immune system of the human body, is so well documented, I'm really surprised anyone talks about it anymore. I mean, we are designed as human beings to be processing units of emotional energy. We take it in, we take it out. We take it in, we process it out. And that happens up to about age 5. And then all of a sudden, society begins to tell us that half of our feelings are not to be expressed, but instead are supposed to be buried. And then what follows from that is the world that we're living in today, which I think we can all agree is not working that well.
Well, is there an ideal set of time frame when someone should get back to his or regular routine of life? Even say you go through a grieving period or a loss period, or you're mourning for someone or something.
Well, let me answer that by saying that every relationship is unique, and therefore every griever is unique, and therefore every recovery is unique. The problem, again, is that other people are setting time frames for grievers to fall into. And the truth of the matter is that each grieving person, if they have the correct knowledge, will recover at their own pace and in their own time. Now, let's take an example here of the approved grieving period in industry in North America following a death. If your mother dies, you get 3 days off from work. Now, on the other side of the coin, if you fell down at work and broke your arm, you would get 6 weeks off from work. You would get full disability. Everybody would be willing to talk about it. I mean, they would even come and draw those little happy faces on your cast. And while I, you know, feel sad for people who break their arm, I have a very hard time equating that with someone who has their mother die. But that's just one of those examples where society has decided that you get 3 days, and then you are expected to be back at work, and you're expected to be productive, and you're also expected to be, when someone says, how are you doing, you are expected to say, I'm fine. And the problem is people are not fine. And also, you know, also, it's not the time that is important. What is important is what actions am I taking within time? And yet the information we are given in childhood is, oh, grief just takes time, or time heals all wounds. Don't feel bad. On Saturday we'll get you another dog. Replace the loss is another huge piece misinformation.
A lot of people do that. A lot of people do that.
Which, of course, is impossible. You cannot replace a relationship. And it is, it's like there are 14 million pet deaths every year in the United States. And each one of those creates a minimum of two grievers. So that's 28 million people who are grieving over pet loss. And there is no information, or almost no information, available for them on what to do to grieve and complete the relationship they had with the old pet before they get a new pet. You cannot say hello to the new until you have said goodbye to the old.
Right.
And this misinformation is so ingrained that it is almost impossible to confront it or change it. And that's what we've been trying to do for almost 30 years now, and quite successfully, by the way.
Well, we're going to take a little bit of time for a break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about the solutions to some of the stress and emotional pain that we're dealing with.
Steps to a Healthier You. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's JIVASupplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Are you ready to go green?
You've asked, and we've heard you. Voice America presents the Green Talk Network. Environmental topics are at the forefront of our society, and the Green Talk Network is here to keep you up to date on the latest trends and new innovations for the eco-conscious lifestyle. We'll help promote a variety of ideas on the environment, from global warming issues to how you can become more eco-friendly in your daily activities. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Visit the Green Talk Network page on voiceamerica.com and tune in to help spread the green.
Inside all of us lives a warrior. We win battles with our careers, our finances, our children, our pets. It's time that the warrior within wins the battles with our own being. Modern-day Renaissance man Ori Hoffmeckler dispels eating urban legends and fitness myths in Voice America Network's The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival. Ori sets the record straight and will help you become leaner and healthier for a lifetime. The Warrior Within broadcasts live every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Tune in for your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Dr. Vijay, and I have Dr. H with me, and we have an amazing guest here, Dr. John James, who is a co-author with Dr. Russell Friedman, the book called The Grief Recovery Handbook. And they are the founders of the Grief Recovery Institute, which has been around, founded 30 years ago. We're coming back to the interview, Dr. John. John, tell us about, you know, this. There's a lot of confusion among people about the stages. And many people are familiar with the pioneering work of Dr. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, and she identified the five emotional stages that a dying person may go through after being diagnosed with a terminal illness. And she identified these stages as you know, denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. Yes. Tell us how, you know, your concept of grief and the grief work, do you deal with these stages as well?
Well, most of the time we try to refute them. Where now, Elizabeth and I were friends for 25 years, and what people don't understand is that 100% of her research had to do with the emotional process that dying people go through. And I want to tell you that it's as good a model as any model there is if you happen to have a terminal illness. And she wrote and published that book in 1978. And it was very successful, and lots of people, you know, used it successfully for what it was meant for. The problem came in when a lot of other people took her stages of dying and applied them to grieving where they do not apply. Mm-hmm. I've been working with grievers for 30 years. I have yet to meet a grieving person that is in denial. Now, the problem then kind of perpetuates as we continue to teach this incorrect information to people in school. It became such a problem that in her second book, in the acknowledgement section, she wrote, "You will find no chapter in this book on grief. I am not qualified to write on that topic. There are others who are far more qualified than I." And that is a quote from her second book. Mm. And so even she said, listen, you guys out there are using this wrong. Stop doing that. But nobody listened. And so again, for every relationship is unique. So let's say we have twins and mom dies. One of them might have some anger over the relationship they had with the person who died, while the other one will not. And so there are no such thing as stages. We just have to let go of that idea. So many people in our society are not even aware of the losses that they have had, because many of the losses they were told weren't losses.
Right.
Okay. And yet, the body stores the emotional energy and carries it forward. The classic, and I love the title of your show, by the way, The classic loss for almost everyone is the first boyfriend or girlfriend. I mean, they have their first love, and it could be in the eighth grade or it could be in high school or whatever. And it is magnificent. It's wonderful. And then it breaks up for whatever reason. And so the grieving child then goes to an adult for help. And the adult says, oh, don't feel bad. There are plenty of fish in the sea, which is just another way of saying, oh, bury your feelings and replace the loss.
Right.
Well, the child goes forward, the young adult goes forward to get into the second relationship, but they're holding back a little bit emotionally because they don't want to be hurt again. And they don't know how to resolve the hurt from the first one. So while they're holding back emotionally in the second relationship, they doom it to fail from the beginning.
It's more baggage that we keep collecting, right?
Exactly.
More baggage.
So now we have two unresolved losses wrapped around relationships,
yes.
And we don't have any better tools for resolving number two than we had for number one, so we just use the wrong tools faster. And this goes on. And then we act surprised when we live in a society that has a 47% divorce rate. And it is a direct connection to the first unresolved loss, and then the second one, and the third one, and so forth. It's really sad to watch people. You know, it's interesting. We focus again on the divorce rate, and we ignore the truth, which is for every divorce, there are over 40 romantic relationships that start out with high hope and great expectation that don't survive long enough for there to be a wedding and therefore a statistical divorce to keep track of. I mean, it's really sad to watch people struggle with this stuff.
So now that we have all these losses through as a child into an adult world, which loss do I deal with first? How do I go work through this? First things first, which one?
Well, the first order of business is you have to identify them. And in the Grief Recovery Handbook, the subtitle is The Action Program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's very important for people to understand that time alone isn't going to do anything. If you had a flat tire on your car, you wouldn't sit down and wait for air to get back in the tire. You would take action within time. Okay? So if you went out of the studio, you found your tire was flat, time would be going by. But you would open the trunk and get out the jack and jack up the car, or you would call the auto club or whatever. But you would be taking action within time. And most people don't have any idea what actions they should be taking in order to grieve and complete a relationship that has ended or changed. So in the handbook, we have a whole process that is laid out there. And one of the first things that you have to do is to do a loss history graph where you identify the losses that are unresolved that have had magnitude and still have, you know, negative impact on your life. And then from those, and because of the way the process is laid out, the loss that you should work on first will become clear and obvious.
Okay.
I mean, we have people come to us all the time because of a recent loss. Like, grandpa died or something. And then they come to us and we involve them in this process. And then when it comes time for them to pick the loss they're going to work on first, almost 70% of the time, they do not work on the loss that brought them to us. They work on a loss that happened years and years and years earlier because they see, because they have new information, they see that that is the loss that started them on the path of grieving unsuccessfully. And so this happens, I'd say at least 70% of the time. And once they have the new information, I mean, it's not that difficult. I can't even think of a good analogy here. Let's say in your childhood you were taught about hammers and saws. Well, that works some of the time. But if the task that you are trying to perform is to paint a room, a hammer and a saw are not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much the problem with people and unresolved grief in our society. We're given wrong tools, and we're not encouraged to use them. And so, consequently, the unresolved grief moves forward with the person.
Now, you talk about introducing the relationship graph, because all these losses of significant people in our life, I mean, they all have a particular relationship with us. Can you explain that?
Well, all incomplete grief is the result of undelivered emotional communications. The problem is that most people don't know that these are undelivered communications until after a death occurs. So let's say that the phone rings, one of those awful 3 o'clock in the morning phone calls, and someone says, oh, your brother died. The first thing that is going to happen is the person who receives that call is going to experience an overwhelming feeling of numbness.
Right.
Almost like, it's really the same as physical shock, only it's emotional shock.
Mm-hmm.
It's numbness. And that numbness lasts a different period of time for each person. So for one person, it could be 4 seconds, and for the next person, it could be 2 minutes. And just that reality will get rid of the concept of stages. Now, after the numbness lifts, it is normal and natural for the mind to go on a search. It's going on a review of the relationship that just ended. And during that review is where people will first begin to discover the things that they wish they had done different, better, or more. Oh, I wish I had called him up and apologized for that argument. Oh, I wish I had told him how important he was in my life as a role model, and so forth. And that's where they begin to identify the undelivered emotional communications, which are essential to completion. This is very interesting stuff. We're dealing with the death of Michael Jackson now, worldwide.
Right, right.
And I get hundreds of phone calls every week from people who are really stunned by the intensity of the grief that they are experiencing. And yet, it will always come back down to undelivered emotional communications. They went to a concert or something. They had a wonderful time. On the way out of the amphitheater, they thought to themselves, oh, I'm going to call or I'm going to send a fan letter to Michael Jackson. And then they never did. And so when Michael Jackson dies, they start going, oh, I wish I had done that differently.
Do you think maybe they're projecting their loss on him, but they actually had their own loss where they didn't say their goodbyes or I love you?
Oh, sure. And what happens is each new loss has its own package of grief, but it also calls back to the surface all of the other losses that we have been kind of stuffing.
Well,
and so it becomes
need
not
to
only
take
grief,
another break,
but it almost becomes grief multiplied.
Yeah.
This is so important.
We're
going to continue a little bit more so that we can talk more about how to do your recovery components when we come back from the next break.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Wake up with a unique daily show. Listen for Mitchell John in the morning. Mitchell will bring you news, sports, and stock news from yesterday. You'll hear interviews from high-profile figures from the world of sports, entertainment, politics, and authors. Mitchell will talk to people throughout America. This is a show that throws right down the center. It's fun, information, and yes, even a little bit of music. Catch Mitchell John in the morning at 6 a.m. Pacific Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Voice America, and Thursdays on the Voice America Business Network.
For several decades, homeopathy has been associated with more than just natural healing. What exactly is homeopathy, and how can it benefit your total health, lifestyle, and overall well-being? Tune in to Homeopathy, Health, and Transformation when host classical homeopath Linda Morse will take you through the philosophy behind homeopathy and with special guests explain how its principles can be applied to many aspects of modern-day healthy living. Homeopathy, Health, and Transformation airs live Mondays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Dr. VJ, and I have Dr. H, and we are interviewing our guest today, Dr. John James, who's the author of, co-author of the Grief Recovery Handbook. John, we were just, we just have another segment here before we close the show, but tell us how you want to help listeners, you know, through the exercises in your book, the Grief Recovery Handbook. How do you deal with the homework assignment of completion and what you call the recovery components?
Well, the thing I want to really get out there in the time we have left is I want to direct people to our website, which is www.grief.net. And when the homepage comes up, up at the very top, there's a little, you know, bunch of buttons up there, and one of them is called Helpful Articles. And we keep about 60 articles up there all the time, and we rotate them every 60 days or so on all kinds of topics that relate to grief recovery. And those are absolutely free. People can download them. They can print them up and hand them out at their, you know, at a group they go to or whatever. But the key to everything here is lack of knowledge.
Right.
There are, in the handbook, if anyone gets the handbook and they start working it, they'll quickly discover that there are a series of 9 exercises that we ask them to do. Each one of them are small. You know, it's just a little exercise. It won't take more than 45 minutes. But as you do these, what happens is you gain knowledge. So that when we get to the end, which is a completion component, where they get to write down all of the information that they've discovered in the preceding exercises, and then they share that information, there's an enormous sense of relief. I mean, we have been researched, actually, by 3 different research institutions, and their result is that we are 100% successful with willing participants.
Now, I want to jump in for a second, because you said we have to share with other people, that certain people have to be a safe person and a trusting person, correct?
Yes, and even there in the handbook, there's a 2-page thing instructions for the helper.
Right.
So it's all thought out, and it's been around for a very long time.
Wow, Vijay, it's a lot of information. When I first got this book, I just read it from cover to cover because I'm a huge believer that we need to go through a grieving process. Even the fact, the ability, as we get older, we need to grieve the loss of the illusion that we're going to stay young forever. I know for myself, when I played a lot of sports, and then as I've gotten to my age in the late 60s, You know, I can't compete like a 20 or 30-year-old. And I literally had to go through a grieving process. Otherwise, I get myself in denial, and I just keep bumping the wall. So for me, get to that place of acceptance. And I think that's the whole... Don't you agree, John?
The acceptance
is the bottom line, and that's what we need to get to with all sorts of forms of whatever levels of losses.
Yeah, and you must process the emotion attached to it, or you cannot move beyond it.
Well, like we said, Dr. H, you know, these painful emotions, they wreak havoc on the body's chemicals and you know, even the genetic structure we have. So if we just sit back with ourselves, and rather than just distracting ourselves with work and activities, but just take time to do some of the exercises recommended in Dr. John James' book, The Grief Recovery Handbook, or even go to his website, www.grief.net, we can find a whole lot of ways how to come to terms and not be scared of looking actually at the skeletons in our closet, or, you know, we're unleashing some painful emotions, but let them come out into a safe way. And this is a very, very safe practices that's recommended in the book. So thank you so much, you know, for coming on our show and sharing your wonderful intuitive wisdom and the hard work you've done. And just to tell our listeners that the Grief Recovery Institute is has been around for more than 30 years, and the founders, especially Dr. John James, tells me that that there are thousands and thousands of people who are trained in doing grief recovery counseling. So with that, can we move on now, Dr. H? What's going on for next week? How do we, you know, performance we've had?
Wow, I'm overwhelmed with this information, and I need to read the book again, and we definitely want to get John on our show, maybe during the holidays, and with that other, especially with the other book,
yes,
When Children Grieve. Well, next week is another one of my favorite topics, called clutter busting. So does that give anybody goosebumps out there when I talk about getting rid of stuff? You know, what is it George Carlin always talks about? We build a house around our stuff. And it was interesting, Vijay, because I'm not a stuff person, you know that. And yet when he says, go into the garage, well, the stuff I don't have in the house, I have in the garage. Or let's go into the internet. How much stuff do I have? How many those little icons?
Oh, no. You're hitting on my secret. I have tons and tons of files on the internet, and I have tons of books that I find difficult and you know, objects. And it's hard to find a place for all of them in your life.
Well, the thing that we're going to talk about, the guy named is Brooke Palmer. He's an excellent guy. I've had him on my show before. I think he runs out of L.A. and runs back and forth from Chicago to L.A., and he has. And I asked him one time if he ever needs an assistant, because I'm good. I'm really good at throwing people's stuff away, and I don't blink an eye. And it's like, okay, but if you come to my house, and one day you'll come out to the Palm Springs area, and you'll see that we really don't have a lot of stuff. And I've been doing this for years, and somebody said, well, you're doing feng shui. I'm doing feng shui? Yeah, that's the label for it. Well, so this is good, and this is good for me to know. And also I need to work on, too, is the clutter up in my mind. And Brooke will talk about that, too, how to get rid of the clutter in our mind, in our basement, in our attic, in our garage, in our house, in our car, and even DJ on the internet.
Well, you know, that's a very important thing, because when you toss out these unneeded items, there aren't items we need, Dr. H, but we are also eliminating their negative influences and freeing energy and unlocking our potential. And that's why the next guest we have will build on to what we just shared with Dr. John James today. You know, it's part of ourselves and digging deeper and deeper into ourselves to find, you know, what's so beautiful about being a human is that you've got all these different aspects of just being, that we are human beings, that, you know, we are spiritual beings living the human experience,
right,
as somebody said, right? So it's wonderful to free that energy and says, oh, my God, I've got rid of a lot of negative stuff that I didn't even know where it came from and was lodged somewhere in my body or in my mind. So getting rid of pockets of clutter is just awesome to do more of that, you know, digging and freeing ourselves up.
You know, one of the things that people talk about, and doctors will say this too, and scientists say this too, and we talked before about the stress, that the cells are affected physically. We know this through cancer and through other different, you know, problems, and the cells are affected physically. I'm a big believer that the cells are also affected emotionally too.
Yes, I absolutely. And you know, it's an addictive nature of holding on to objects. And I know I have the fear that, you know, those junk piles when I see, you know, I said, oh, my God. And I actually have to write an appointment time I work with feng shui practitioners, but I also work with organizers and people I know in my circle of life who are good at coming to my place and just working with me and clearing the clutter and freeing up that energy. So we have a lot of good stuff to share, and please visit our website, www.kissyourlifehello.com, to go into our archives. And we love to hear from you and your suggestions, you know, what you have for the show, what your opinions are. So we're going to be signing off, and just let me say this, and keep smiling and keep breathing and do what you are doing, and we love you.
And if no one told you they love you today, let me be the first. Love you all. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you again for joining Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper for Kiss Your Life Hello. We'll return next Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.